Today, a group of doctors and consumer advocates called for a federal ban on children under the age of 16 operating ATVs, all-terrain vehicles. According to a new report released today, doctors say ATV injuries have doubled in the last decade. NPR's Allison Aubrey has more.
An ATV looks and sounds like a motorcycle with four wheels. They're marketed as off-road vehicles, but emergency room physician Rebecca Brown says as they've become more popular, she's noticed them in suburbia.
I have seen ATVs on public roads, and that frightens me because of the injuries that we see in the emergency room.
As trauma director at Children's Hospital in Cincinnati, Brown says she can attest firsthand that it's often children as young as eight behind the wheel of ATVs. And most states don't have laws to stop them. Despite strict laws for operating cars and motorcycles, 42 states don't require a license to drive an ATV. And only 25 states have mandated age restrictions for operators of these speedy machines that can travel 75 miles per hour and are prone to tipping. Brown says ATV injuries have put her in the unenviable position of having to inform a parent their child has been killed.
We have had a child that was severely injured with head injuries, multiple fractures, and a liver injury that died. And it's very difficult to tell a parent that.
Especially since she believes the death was preventable. Troubled by this, Brown started looking into the regulation and marketing of the all-terrain vehicle industry. To her surprise, she found two magazines dedicated to ATV enthusiasts, with many ads directed to teens and younger kids.
It's very enticing for children. If you look at the advertisements, I mean, they look like they would be fun to ride. I mean, it looks fun, but I don't think that we recognize the dangers.
Every year, about 14,000 people are injured in ATV accidents, and in the last two decades, more than 4,000 people have been killed. In most cases, the rider gets crushed when the ATV flips over. The Federal Consumer Product Safety Commission did take the industry on back in the 80s. They sued manufacturers and settled the case when companies agreed to ban three-wheeled ATVs, once believed to be more dangerous than four-wheel models. The manufacturers were also encouraged to place new safety warning labels on ATVs, to offer driver training for ATV owners, and to recommend that young kids not drive them. But Rachel Weintraub of the Consumer Federation of America says these actions are not enough.
We can no longer depend upon an ineffective, voluntary approach to ATV safety when it comes to protecting our children.
Today, her group petitioned the Consumer Product Safety Commission to impose an outright ban on ATVs for teens under 16. Ken Giles is the commission spokesman.
The Consumer Product Safety Commission is concerned about increases in deaths and injuries with ATVs, and we have been doing some sophisticated studies to try to understand precisely what factors are causing the increase.
Giles says it's too soon to say what will come of the Consumer Federation's petition, but he says once they know the exact triggers of injury and death, the Consumer Product Safety Commissioners will be in a better position to act. Allison Aubrey, NPR News, Washington.